I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, we were talking a little earlier about redemption stories with Tiger Woods. And I kind of forgot about this, but I was sort of scrolling through earlier today. I was scrolling through some stuff about the Penguins just because I knew we were going to talk a lot about the Penguins tonight. You know the other guy that has an incredibly good redemption story? A story of rising from the ashes? It's probably a guy you don't want to root for. But if the Islanders win tomorrow, you might want to root for him the rest of the way. And that is the goaltender, Robin Lehner. I forgot all about this. But here's a guy that, when he signed with the Islanders for basically nothing, he wrote an essay in the Players' Tribune and The Athletic had his story that he's bipolar disorder. He suffers from bipolar disorder, and as a result, he's battled suicidal thoughts and all kinds of things, and a couple of different addictions to alcohol, to drugs, to all that other stuff. And he said, basically, I had to take a step forward. I had to take a step backward to take a step forward. On the first day of training camp, before even one practice, the Islanders' new goalie felt as if he had already made it through the most grueling part of the season. Robin Lehner shed the burdens he had been secretly carrying for years. He announced that he has bipolar disorder, along with problems with addiction, and he vowed to finally play a whole season while sober. Those are the stories that you root for in sports. And people say, well, you know, there's a lot of other people that didn't do drugs. Okay, there are. You know? There are. And we celebrate them, too. You know? And not to get biblical, but if you've ever read the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son in the Bible? You've read that, right?
Yeah.
You know, the ones that have been here and have done the right things, you know what? You celebrate them. But when one goes astray, you know, something ain't right until they come back into the fold. And you celebrate that too. And I think that's what, you know, the essence and going back, you know, similar to that Tiger discussion. That's kind of the essence of sports, isn't it? It's kind of what makes the personal part of it all is what makes us or attracts us to it, probably more than in some ways the actual athletics. I mean, if these were all robots playing, I don't know if it would be quite as, you know, interesting. And I root for the games, and I root for, you know, good plays and players and all that other stuff, but really, to me, when I see a guy like this Robin Lehner, who has played tremendously for the Islanders this series, when I see where he came from, you know, he was at his darkest point, he said, last summer. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's tough. It's really tough not to root for a guy like that. Over the summer, Lehner had acknowledged that he had a breakdown during the season last year with the Sabres. Had suicidal thoughts. Could not stand being alone in his brain, in my own brain. Went through alcohol rehab, swore off the pills he had taken when drinking wasn't enough. Had heart-to-heart talks with Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz. And he basically explained to them everything that went on. It was an open book. And here's the best part. He's a husband and a father of two young children. You know, if he got himself back together and got himself on track and got himself the treatment and help that he needed, you know, it's not just him we're celebrating. He's got two kids that probably will have a, you know, a father. Hopefully will have a father that will be able to be, you know, everything they need him to be. And that's a great, to me, that's a great story. And I think the best part about it is, Barry Trotz, Lamoriello, they've been really supportive of him. Trotz said, to me, it shows strength. I know Lou's values, the organization values that are now in place. It's about the person first. If you get the person to be the best person he can be, he's going to be a better player. And then the article goes on to say, understanding from above is a sign that a renowned disciplinarian like Lamoriello has a big heart. So, you know, the bottom line is, I think it's tremendous when I read a story like this. And frankly, I don't care. I don't. I really don't care what team he's a part of. I wish I could. And, you know, I wish I could get behind caring and but I don't. I root for the story, man. And I root for the fact that there's a team, or that there's a player or a set of players out there. And they have maybe gone through a lot of rough times and they found their way back. And the goaltender, like I said, the goaltender from the Islanders is a great example. I mean, here's the guy that a year ago was literally thinking about killing himself. And he was trying to medicate himself with pills and alcohol. You know? And thankfully, for his children's sake, for his sake, he found a way to get himself together and put himself back in, you know, in treatment and is able to go out and, you know, he's able to perform. And I do agree. I do believe and I do agree with, like, I do agree with Barry Trotz when he says if you work on the person first, if he becomes a better person, he'll become a better player. I agree with that. And that doesn't mean that, you know, everyone that's a Saint's going to be a superstar. But what I think what it does mean is that if you are a, you know, somebody that has to get your act together, I think that it really basically, if you're somebody who is messed up in your personal life and you're trying to perform in your regular life, it's in your work life, it's hard to do. And especially hard to do if you're an athlete. You can't be at your best. And that's really what it comes down to. You can't. So to me, you know, that's why sometimes you see great teams that don't win or teams with great players that don't win. You don't know what's going on in behind the scenes. You don't. And that's really, you know, kind of a shame when you see or read about guys that are going through stuff. So, you know, at any rate, it's another story, like I said, that you really just have to kind of, you know, in my mind, it's one of those stories where you really have to not be a human to at least feel good that the kid's kind of got his life together.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.